on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's a manhunt for a gang that robbed a cash in transit van in Pietermaritzburg. The police's Robert Nitsiunda says the robbers pounced yesterday.
Police in KwaZulu-Natal are on the lookout for at least 12 suspects who robbed a cash delivery vehicle of an undisclosed amount of money along Marae Road on Wednesday, when security guards sustained multiple gunshot wounds during the robbery and were later transferred to hospital for treatment. The suspects also reportedly robbed two firearms and ammunition before fleeing from the scene.
The police say another cash-in-transit heist was reported on the R34 in Vryheid on Saturday. A cross-border officer accused of targeting women motorists on Durban's M4 highway will be in court again to apply for bail. Vincent Buerta appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court yesterday. He was arrested by the Hawks on Monday after an investigation into several cases of kidnapping, intimidation and assault on the busy route. The NPA in KZN says Buerta, who works for a private entity, is accused of targeting women driving luxury cars. It says they were allegedly stopped, harassed and arrested for minor traffic violations. Build One South Africa leader Musi Maimane has praised President Cyril Ramaphosa's leadership on the global stage, especially within the G20. Maimane says the summit must not just be meetings. He was speaking in Parliament.
You have successfully working in the G20 and I support your efforts. At the end of the G20 summit, the measurements must be to say investment increased. I want you to succeed. Let us be deliberate at salvaging local government. Let us be strong on an economic plan that guides the GNU. We need strong priorities and let's be decisive.
The death toll from a fire that tore through a shopping center in Iraq has climbed to 61. The blaze broke out overnight at the newly opened mall in the eastern city of Kut. It reportedly started on the first floor before rapidly engulfing the five-story complex. Some of the victims are said to have suffocated in the bathrooms, while five family members died while in the lift. The cause of the fire is not immediately known. And Syria's interim president has condemned Israeli airstrikes on Damascus after days of fighting between his government's troops and local tribes from the country's Druze minority. Dozens of people have been killed in the city of Sweida, but Ahmed al-Shara insists he'll safeguard the group's rights. The Druze are also a significant community within Israel. Its Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, insists his military is acting to protect them.
The IDF is working. The Air Force is working. Other forces are working. We are working to save our Druze brothers and to eliminate the regime's gangs. And now I have one request from you. You are citizens of Israel. Do not cross the border.
Durban, a high of 27 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg, 26. Richards Bay, 29. The top story, there's a manhunt for a gang that robbed a cash-in-transit van in Pietermaritzburg. Go to ecr.co.za for more news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.